conversation that he made me.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because of these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means, but I tell you, if you do not repent, you will perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means, but I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but I found none, so cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him, he replied, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul to the Romans, saying that we have our body that I kind of put us back towards God. We have spirit, but we have the body. But Jesus came. He suffered, of course, for our sake. He died on the cross. But on the other hand, he left down some means for us to follow him in a more easy way. He left his word. He lived his body and blood. Through his words, our mind can be refreshed and changed like him. And with the body and blood of Christ, the way we breathe is the Holy Spirit inside us. So we are helped. But still we have to walk. Because when Jesus said, "Come and follow me," that means on his path. His path is towards Galilee, towards Golgotha. That means towards the cross. The cross is a sacrifice for humanity. Jesus suffered. So in a way, when we suffer together with Christ, we suffer for the world. So first of all, when we have suffering, don't forget we are one with the Lord. In our daily life, don't forget, put the word of God in our mind, in our heart. On a daily basis, when you have the mass, one or two phrases is good enough for our nutrition. And especially when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, keep him as a life tabernacle. No matter where you go, stay with Jesus inside yourself. You live a life tabernacle. And our Saint Pope John Paul II in the year 2000, he said, "Our Heavenly Mother is the first tabernacle on earth." And we too, we keep Jesus in our hearts. Life, because we're his word and his body, his blood, circulate inside us.